machine?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It was machinery. So, and I never knew how they... I knew they did run this. It was pulled by a mule.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it took just the, you know, the head off of there. And I don't know how it separated it after that. Now, I can tell you how to separate dry peas from the shells, because I've done that.
What do you do with that?
Well, you get two tubs, and you've got your peas with your hulls over here. You put them in a sack, just a tote sack, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you beat it. You beat the sack, you know, and that bursts those the shell open. You remember, they're dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pour it out into your tub, and when you start pouring it out of the sack, you hold it real high over the tub, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do this on a windy day.
Mm-hmm.
When the wind is blowing, and you get where the wind will blow, you know, the stuff out of there. And then you stand there and you pour it from pan to pan, from real high, from pan. Of course, you pick out the biggest pieces, but then you just keep pouring it from one place to the other, you know, and let the wind blow the stuff out of there, the hulls out of there and everything. It's a job. It takes a long time. Sometimes, you know, we would store it in mill sacks, which mm-hmm. were, you know, cloth. Mill sacks or thinner than the flour sacks, you see. And it would, you know, let the air through and everything, mm-hmm. and then we would store them, hang them up somewhere, store them in a dry place.
You just, when you'd gather the, pick the peas, you just not shell them, then you just let it?
Just left them in the hull. Uh-huh.
You wouldn't have to do anything special to them, they'd just dry?
Well, you let them dry on the plant, you know, on the pea vines, or on the vine,
oh,
we call them.
Let them get completely dry.
Let them get completely dry, and then you go pick them in the fall after they're let them stay out there until they're real dry, real, real dry. And then you bring them in and do that.
How long could you store them when you'd have them dried
like that? Oh, goodness. If weevils didn't get them,
mm-hmm.
you could keep weevils out of them. You could keep them, you know, 2 or 3 years as long as you wanted to. As long as weevils
mm-hmm.
don't get them.
Hmm.
We would store seed that way, you know,
mm-hmm.
For the next year. Same way with peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
Shell peanuts and save them for the next year.
If there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it. Or you could say, instead of using the word we, you could say... You say me and you, or you and I.
Yeah, yeah. Now they might say me and you. A lot of people say, me and I might say me and Laurie will do it.
Okay.
Or Laurie and I. But when I was a kid, yeah, we said me and you.
What if you're talking about, say, your husband and yourself having to do something? You'd say.
No, Virgil and I, or my husband and I. Yeah.
What about me and him?
Not too much. It would probably be my husband and I.
And you say he doesn't want just you or just me for that job. He wants
both of us.
And if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there, and you know that they'll recognize your voice, you'd say it's
me.
Okay. And if I ask you, was that John at the door? You'd say yes, that was.
Yes, it is.
It was. If you didn't call his name, you'd say yeah, that was.
Yeah, that was John. Yeah, that was him.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you'd say.
If it was a woman, you say that was
her.
And two people.
Them.
And talking about how tall you are, you'd say he's not as tall as
I am.
Or I'm not as tall.
He is.
Huh?
As he is.
And he can do that better
than I can.
And say if you'd been to Texas and hadn't gone any more west than that, you'd say Texas is
as far as I've ever been.
Or as what west I've ever been?
As far west as I've ever been.
Any other way of saying that? Texas is the what
west? Farthest west I've ever been.
And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's
mine.
And